Our scripture today is from the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 1 to 6. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this chance to be in your word together. We thank you that you have given us your word. It has shown us your grace and mercy in our lives, that you have provided for us a path to walk on, you provided for us shelter in the storm. And we pray that our ears and heart are open to receive what it is you have for us this day, that your light might shine in our hearts, and that we may know you more. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 50, verse 1 to 6. Hear now God's word. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Light will shine. So, today is a special day. As I already mentioned in the children's sermon, children's moment, that today's a special day in the life of the church. And I'll be honest with you, when I was working on the PowerPoint presentation, working on today's worship and sermon and children's moment, I totally forgot it was Valentine's Day. I mean, it didn't dawn on me at all that it was Valentine's Day. And for that, I'm sorry, Stephanie. I will say, though, that because I had mentioned this in manner and that, you know, I totally forgot about Valentine's Day. One of the women in manner who the flowers on the altar were hers today, she says, you can have one of my flowers, give it to Stephanie, but don't tell her that I gave them to you. Just pretend that you remembered. Cat's already out of the bag, so what are you going to do? But no, so it's not really about Valentine's Day. I mean, that is a special day today. But that special day in the life of the church is of course, Transfiguration Sunday. That's what I was thinking about. The transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ on Mount Tabor, as told to us through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And because it really is a gateway into Lent. You know, oftentimes when we think about Lent, we think of the gateway, the doorway into Lent being Ash Wednesday, because that, of course, is the first day of Lent. But Transfiguration really helps to set that tone, really helps to set a good tone. And here's why. So Transfiguration is a very important story in the Gospels, because it's the center of each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. As you read them, you always find Transfiguration right near the center of the book. And when you look at the trajectory of Jesus' travels, Mount of Transfiguration is kind of a peak, and much like a mountain should be. And then it kind of starts going downhill and fast to a particular point. Before that, we have Jesus' ministry. Jesus preaches and teaches, traveling all throughout Israel, all the different places, and teaching the gospel message, which is the kingdom of God is at hand. And so he's teaching and preaching and visiting all these places and healing a bunch of people. And then he gets to Mount Tabor and he takes three people with him. I think I got the right name for that place. Takes three people with him, John and James and Peter, and one of the Gospels I think includes Simon, or Andrew, his brother. And anyway, they go up to the top of the mountain, and as they're there, Jesus' countenance changes before them. His clothes become a dazzling white. Each of the Gospels try to figure out, explain how white Jesus' clothes became. One of them says that Jesus' clothes became whiter than any bleach can make it. So however it is you imagine white, this is what his clothes became. And Moses and Elijah appeared beside him, and they started to have a conversation. In that moment, the disciples saw the veil pulled back just a little bit, and they saw within Jesus the truth, the divine, that Jesus is the Son of God. Christ has always said that about himself, but the disciples saw in that moment just what that meant. That Jesus' righteousness shines brighter than anything this world can contain or explain. In that moment, they got to see just who Jesus was, just a little glimpse of Jesus' character, personality, Jesus' essence. They had no idea. They knew Jesus was a great man. They knew that he was a great teacher. They knew that he had power and that he can heal. But as being the divine, as being God himself, it didn't dawn on them till that moment. After Jesus had that moment on the Mount of Transfiguration, then the story of the gospel starts to become more streamlined. Jesus then goes to the cross. Every story, every moment after that starts to propel Jesus towards Jerusalem, towards death upon the cross, and towards resurrection. Now, when we look at our liturgical calendar, we have Ash Wednesday, which is the first day of Lent. And we know about Lent. We know about Ash Wednesday, where Advent is kind of like a happy time, where Advent's, you know, celebration and preparation. Lent is a little more subdued. Lent is a time for us to remember and prepare our hearts and minds for the celebration of Easter. Easter, of course, being Christ dying upon the cross and raising again. Easter is about the raising part. About how much Christ loves us and has done for us and given us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And one of the best ways to prepare for that excitement is to prepare our hearts and lives to remember how much we need that. And so Lent is about remembering our faults, our sins, our weaknesses, our need for Christ in our life. And Ash Wednesday kicks us off in a very strong tradition of the ashes on the forehead, dust to dust. For that's all we are. Adam, as God formed Adam, he took the mud of the earth and clumped him up. And it seems sometimes through our sinful action that we haven't improved much over the years. And so Lent is a time to remember our shortcomings, our rough edges, those things that we're ashamed of, so that we remember how much we may need Christ. And so Lent and Ash Wednesday is not always the most happy of times. We're to give up something during that time. The words that come through Lent are sacrifice and sin and pain and heartache and need and longing. And so, in some ways, it's kind of a downer. But this is all tempered with Transfiguration Sunday. Transfiguration Sunday helps to set the tone for Lent. Without Transfiguration Sunday coming first, Lent would be a depressive holiday preparation time that no one would ever want to take part of. It's kind of like reading this book that is absolutely depressing And there doesn't seem to be anything good in it, and we're kind of on board with this main character, and we just want to hear good news about this main character. So we flip to the end of the story, and we find that everything turns out okay. And so we go back to where we were, and it's easier to read the book, because we know at least things will turn out well. That's Transfiguration Sunday. Transfiguration Sunday shows us a peek of Jesus, that Christ is the divine, that Jesus was born for us and God came down on earth so that we may have life. That all of this Lent introspection about how much we need God, about our shortcomings, about our sins and our shames and our limits and our weaknesses, the Transfiguration Sunday lets us peek at the last page. That the story ends well. That Christ forgave us of our sins. That Jesus died for us and was risen again so that we might have eternal life. Transfiguration Sunday has always been a special time for me. Seeing God's glory just a moment through Christ. Because it reminds me that no matter how dark this world gets, no matter how difficult the turmoil and the trouble is that we go through, the victory has already been won. That Christ, who walks with us and loves us and helps us through life, is greater and more powerful than anything this world has. Than COVID. Than upheaval, than death and sickness, than bullies, than anything. You see, Transfiguration Sunday is the torch that we bear as we walk through the darkness that is light. It's the light that shines before us. It helps us to see where we're going throughout our lives. It's the light that Christ gives us so that we no longer walk in dark darkness. It's the whisper of Jesus in our ear saying, I love you, when we feel unworthy. Christ loves us and has given us a little inkling of that love in Transfiguration Sunday so that we can make it to the end, so that we can make it to Easter, where then the light shines in all its glory and we again are reminded of Christ's glorious love. And so I thank God for this day. And for the strength that it gives us to walk forward one step at a time. Close with this final benediction. Go in peace, knowing the love of the Lord is present with you always through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.